Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and check out the latest How to Do Everything from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, how to choose the best dog food. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
Teresa Reed.
Hey, Teresa, where are you calling from?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, Ann Arbor's a beautiful place. We got some people from there. What do you do there?
I'm the director of an initiative at the University of Michigan called Art Engine.
Art Engine?
Yeah, it's the deans of the schools of art and music and engineering and architecture are working together to integrate art making into the university as a whole.
Oh, okay, that's cool too. I thought you were putting engines on paintings, and I thought that would be excellent.
Yeah, no.
Well, welcome to the show, Teresa. Carl Castle is now going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Ready.
Here's your first limerick.
The economy used to be plundered bare. Now we're tracking an upswing with wondered stares. The market, it knows what we've got neath our clothes. The trend is up when we buy.
Chair?
Not chairs.
Say it again.
Here, yes, all right. Carl, you'd better say it again.
I will.
Say it again.
I will. The economy used to be plundered bare. Now we're tracking an upswing with wondered stares. The market, it knows what we've got neath our clothes. The trend is up when we buy.
Oh. It's neath our clothes.
Neath our clothes.
Hair?
No.
It's, wait.
Oh, wait a minute. All of a sudden, wondered stares.
It's something Paris Hilton forgets to wear.
Underwear. Underwear. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Underwear is riding up. Well, at least underwear sales are. And that, according to Alan Greenspan's Underwear Index, we've reported on this on the show before, it's good news for the U.S. economy. Greenspan theorized that people skimp on new underwear in lean times because, seriously, who's going to see it? Especially when all you can afford to offer your dates is half your Taco Bell chalupa. All right.
Okay.
Well, that was easy. Let's do number two.
Oh, yeah.
Of boys' names, not one could be sweeter. And he's tops on the CEO meter. Successful young breeders give names to our leaders. They do well if they call their boys...
Cheaters?
No.
Gosh.
It's a name.
Oh. Paula.
No. No, Paula doesn't rhyme. Let's hear this one just one more time. Here we go.
Okay, one more time.
It's a name.
Of boys' names, not one could be sweeter. And he's tops on the CEO meter.
Oh.
Successful young breeders give names to our leaders. They do well if they call their boys...
Peter.
Yeah. Apparently, if you want your son to become a CEO, name him Peter. It's foolproof. That's the helpful advice from a new survey of LinkedIn statistics. It finds that that is Peter, the most common name among CEOs. So name your son Peter, and he'll either rocket right to the top of corporate America or have just one more thing to feel bad about.
Peter?
Yes?
Isn't that your name?
Why, Paula, so it is. And yet here I am.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO of nothing in particular. All right, here is your last limerick.
Okay.
It's really no gym for the prude. Because the squats here can be rather lewd. As we try to get thin, we show only skin. At this gym, we work out in the...
nude.
Yes!
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable, you know, going to the gym and, like, grabbing the handle of the elliptical machine after the sweaty guy is done with it, you will absolutely want to avoid the stationary bikes at Easy Gym, nudist gym in Spain's Basque region. Membership lagged during the recession. The gym's owners came up with a quick solution, naturist workout sessions. So far, response has been lukewarm. Only five people showed up to the first session. Perhaps due to this logical conundrum, the people who most need to work out are the people you least want to see nude. Carl, how did Teresa do in our quiz?
Teresa, you had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Yes, you did. Well done.
Thank you so much
for playing, Teresa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Teresa.
Bye.